The stadium issue may come up early in session because NFL owners are meeting next week to consider allowing one or more teams to move to Los Angeles. Governor Nixon's plans for keeping the Rams in St. Louis include extending the bond payments on their current stadium to help pay for the proposed new one. Republican lawmakers are vehemently opposed to that plan because it doesn't include approval from them or from voters. House Speaker Todd Richardson says they'll stick to that position regardless of whether the Rams stay or leave.
I believe St. Louis is and should remain an NFL-caliber city, but that's a different question than the one that exists over whether the governor should have the power to be able to obligate the people of this state to 30 years' worth of debt without the legislature having any say in that process.
Nixon administration officials have argued that legislative approval is not necessary and that it's vital to the economy to keep the Rams in St. Louis. There is also an early push for various ethics reforms, which include banning lobbyist gifts and making former House and Senate members wait a year or two before being allowed to work as lobbyists themselves. Senate President Pro Tem Ron Richards sounds optimistic that some sort of ethics bill could make it to the governor's desk this year.
I notice everybody in the House has an ethics bill, but I'll have one. I've had one the last 2 years and haven't managed to get through the House. Todd is committed, so he and I have visited, so I think we're going to have something we can agree on.
Most of the pre-filed ethics bills in the Senate cover several areas, while House GOP leaders are taking a single-subject approach to their ethics bills. Jake Hummel, the top Democrat in the Missouri House, says banning gifts and cooling off periods for future lobbyists may be a good start, but he adds that meaningful reform has to include campaign contribution limits.
I mean, anytime you have someone that's writing a $1 million check to one candidate, you've got a perception that the legislature or the elected officials are bought and paid for.
Aside from ethics, stadium funding, and the state budget, this year's hot topic is shaping up to be guns. Gun rights, gun control, and telling Washington to leave Missouri gun owners alone. It's popped up in past legislative sessions, but with President Obama's executive order placing new restrictions on gun purchases, Missouri Republicans will likely push back hard, so says GOP House member Jared Taylor of Christian County.
Missouri House Republicans have shown time and time again that we are here to protect the Second Amendment rights of Missouri citizens, and I think that we're going to continue to do that. The president has overstepped his bounds once again, like he has time and time again. So I think that we're going to come together as a House, figure out what we need to do to move forward and make sure that we protect those rights.
Taylor is also sponsoring a proposed sales tax holiday for gun purchases in Missouri. The 2016 session will be the final one for Governor Jay Nixon, who's leaving office at the end of the year due to term limits. His goals for his final legislative session include the aforementioned campaign contribution limits, but he says he also wants to see the legislative year shortened.
You know, I was around when we had shorter sessions. So we saw kind of the short session, long session. And quite frankly, we got as much done in the short session as we did the long session.
Nixon suggested that shortening the legislative session by a month would be sufficient, meaning mid-April. The only proposal so far is one in the Senate that would shorten the legislative year by 1 week. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.